Done with frizz? Say goodbye to that poof. Repel humidity and tame those flyaways. One drop, frizz stops with John Frieda Frizzy Serum. Your hair talks and frizz never interrupts. John Frieda Frizzy Serum. One drop, frizz stops.
Only from John Frieda.
Want to make your blonde blonde? Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection by John Frieda lightens and brightens hair two full shades to give you your best blonde every day. Your hair talks. Make a statement with Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection. Only from John Frieda.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, I guess it would be nice. Well, how about those fireworks for your Sacramento Kings? Welcome into Locked On Kings. I'm Jason Ross, and the Kings have been quiet, ever so quiet so far on the free agency front. And then came the 4th of July, and the fireworks came with a couple of big bangs by the Sacramento Kings. Some loud noises coming that way in the capital city, and the Kings doing some damage, landing George Hill and Zach Randolph on the 4th of July. We will cover that today on the podcast, the pros and cons of those signings, and also look ahead to the first week of minicamp, which is also Summer League, starting this week with the first game coming up on Friday. So some things to get to on that. But let's first talk about what will be two new members of the Sacramento Kings. First, the news that you need to know if you didn't know already, but I'm sure you do. First, the Sacramento Kings came to terms with George Hill, veteran point guard. He's 31 years of age, and the Kings agreed to a 3-year reported $57 million deal with the unrestricted free agent who had played in Indiana, San Antonio, and then, of course, or San Antonio, Indiana, and then Utah last year, which was his best season, coming off 16.9 points per game, started every game for the Jazz, was injured a bit, had a good playoff run as well. But George Hill, now the newest member of the Sacramento Kings. Also in the day, the Sacramento Kings found another veteran, this one a little bit older, definitely the oldest King now, Zach Randolph, turns 36 in about a week and a half. He signs to a 2-year, $24 million deal. Career averages of 16 points and 9 rebounds. Those are his career numbers. And nearly 10,000 rebounds in his career. Just a professional rebounder, an all-around professional, a winner. He's been in the postseason a lot. He's been an all-star, two-time all-star, and just a tough physical player that has never backed down from anyone else. So the Kings signing George Hill and Zach Randolph, and let's listen in first a little bit about George Hill.
Double team, finds Rudy on a roll. He catches in the lane, runs into Pierce, out to Ingles, back to Hill, left corner three, good. Back cut for George Hill to the basket, scoop layup, good. Nice find by Rudy Gobert. Jazz dealing with the overplays. Back to Hayward, he has to save it, does with a fastball out to Hill, who penetrates, floats the right-hander up and in. Great move by George Hill with a lot of contact and traffic and a beautiful catch as well.
Well, that was George Hill last year with the Utah Jazz, again having his best individual personal season, and is probably right in about the sweet spot of his NBA career. He probably has, you know, still a couple of good years ahead of him. It really had his best season and has really fit in nicely. What I like about George Hill, too, is he said he loved the Utah area, was comfortable, his family liked it there. And I feel like Salt Lake and Sacramento are very similar in a lot of different ways. And I think he will find that he likes Sacramento a lot. So George Hill, 31, the newest member of the Sacramento Kings. Also, Z-Bo gets reunited with Coach Dave Yeager.
Harrison sets up the offense, gives it for Randolph. He'll work one-on-one with David Lee. Grizzlies clear out the side. Randolph from the right block into the paint. Little pump fake, turnaround left-handed hook is good. Powered Lee into the center of the lane, got the left-handed hook to fall. Grizzlies lead 21-20. Conley gets to Harrison, left corner Seldon. Seldon drives the baseline, lost it in the air, gets it back, right corner feed Randolph. He fires the triple, ring it up, and put three on the board for Zach Randolph. He only hit 21 in the regular season. He drills that one and gives the Grizzlies a two-point lead. Leonard working from the top to the right side of the floor. Drives, pulls up from six. It's no good. Rebound tapped to Carter. Three on two for the Grizz. Carter left wing to the center of the floor. Randolph to the rim. Two-handed jam for Zach Randolph at the center of the iron. Carter drives, feeds it behind him for Gasol. Didn't shoot the straightaway three. Into the lane at the right elbow, gives for Randolph. Drives at Lee with a right hand. Spins to his left. Tried to go up and under, goes back to his right. Floats it up and in off the window as he went underneath the defense of David Lee. Gets the bucket, and he'll get one more. And Randolph hearing it from the home crowd. Carter will work on Simmons' right wing. 12 on the shot clock. Bounces for Randolph. 17 feet out, right side. Drives by Gasol, into the lane. Gets by Powell. Lays it up and in. Fouled by Mills. And Zach Randolph blew by Powell Gasol.
So I mentioned Zach Randolph now in the fold for the Sacramento Kings. Another veteran stud. This guy last year adapted under Coach Fizdale, coming off the bench but still being a productive player for the Memphis Grizzlies, whether he started or had come off the bench. And just got into a spot where he found a nice little probably going out party, right? His last contract likely, I mean, at 36 in a week and a half, a two-year $24 million deal, I think is a nice one. Certainly, and doesn't feel like an overpay for the Sacramento Kings. So those are the two newest members of the Kings, and I'm going to give you my list of pros and cons. The pros are far longer list than the cons. I mean, by far. And let's start with the first and foremost. I was doing the history of free agency, I believe it was Monday's podcast, and one of the problems the Sacramento Kings have had over years is just attracting bigger names. And, you know, George Hill and Zach Randolph aren't the biggest names in the league, but they're pretty big. I mean, to get a two-time All-Star in Zach Randolph, I know he's no longer that player, but that is as big of a name as the Sacramento Kings have drawn that I can remember, to be honestly, in free agency. Now, we mentioned the other day where the biggest names they really are, the biggest performers they got out of free agency in the past, guys like Bobby Jackson, Vlade Divac. But Zach Randolph is a two-time All-Star, a guy that's been around the league. People just know that name. I mentioned earlier, is nearly 10,000 career rebounds. He had many double-double seasons, 20-point seasons, multiple 10 and 12 rebound seasons. So his averages are as good as anybody out there and is really a good find for the Sacramento Kings. Especially I like the fact that Dave Yeager must like him, that Zach Randolph must like Dave Yeager, so you've got that connection. And just another guy that could probably come in right away and start at the four or the five, or come off the bench like he did last year. I mean, I think this team is going to find itself into some incredible versatility, which we'll discuss in a minute. And the other name, George Hill. Now, this was a good offseason for point guards. George Hill in that list, a really good point guard, and a two-way point guard. But again, fits in that bill of bigger names that wanted to come to Sacramento, and certainly he got a nice contract, 3 years, $57 million. There's plenty of reasons to want to come, but the part that the Kings were interested, he was interested, and a guy that has agreed to come here and probably start at the beginning, but mentor guys like Mason and Fox. I mean, I think that's going to be very, very important and part of his role. So I love the name power that the Sacramento Kings added. I also just like, again, it doesn't matter until the guys play on the court, but the national narrative about the Sacramento Kings is starting to turn, and people are complimenting them, saying they've done a good job with the draft. Now people feel differently about the trade of DeMarcus Cousins. Remember when I said that when it was going on, like maybe the Kings have to go backwards before they can go forwards? It feels like they're starting to go forward, and that's what to me is super encouraging with the positive draft, with the signing of George Hill and Zach Randolph, with the coaching staff coming back, with the young players all intact and around and wanting to be here, Bogdanovich coming over, just the totality of everything they've done, I like a lot. Other positives, I look at one of the weaknesses of the team a year ago. I didn't think perimeter defense, especially in the backcourt, was a strength. George Hill is a really good defender. I like him coming in. His defensive rating with the Jazz, much better with him on the floor than without. Now, granted, they had a great defender in the paint in Rudy Gobert, but George Hill on ball defense is as important as what you got to protect the rim, and George Hill helped instigate that and start that, and he's always been considered maybe even a better defender than he is offensive player, but he's coming off a season where he nearly averaged 17 points per game. So, again, another positive. The tone of how it feels amongst the city and how fans are feeling about the front office and just the overall feel of what the Kings are doing right now just has a sense of positivity, that a direction that seems to make sense. I like that. So a lot of things I like on the pros list. More things I like that may fit into a con, but I'm going to start it out as a pro. The amount of versatility this roster now has. It's a little bit of a problem in which I don't know that there's a big separation between their top players and their bottom players, but I'm going to look at it as a strength first. And why I like it, I think you can run out, just start being creative in your own mind, thinking about different possible lineups that the Sacramento Kings can have. I mentioned George Hill as a defender, as a good defender. We'll put him out there with Garrett Temple, certainly the best perimeter defender the Kings had a year ago. Willie Cauley-Stein, Kosta Koufos, and pick your fifth player. I mean, you could have a defensive-oriented lineup. You could have the young lineup with, you know, Scalabissiere and De'Aaron Fox and Bogdanovich, guys like that. You could have your bigs. You could play Kosta, Zach Randolph, and Scal together. You could play smaller groups. I mean, there's so much versatility that Coach Yeager is going to have with the sprinkling in of veterans and certainly the young players that they have. So, again, way more pros than there are cons. Here's a couple of things, though, that I put on the list that just a small concern as of now. I told you before, I still think the number one priority of this team is to find a professional starting small forward. They're going to ask probably Malachi to play some small forward or Bogdanovich or maybe move Scal down to play small forward, Buddy Hield, whoever. I mean, they're going to try to find different combinations of people, Garrett Temple even to defend some threes, which he can. I know they have bodies. They have people that can do it. Justin Jackson. All of them are capable, but I don't feel like they've got a rock solid, this is our starting small forward. I don't think they have that. I think that was their number one priority. So I don't think they had to go for George Hill when they did or Zach Randolph, but I'm not mad that they did. It's just, again, I think the lack of starting small forward could be a problem when the season starts. But again, there's still some time in free agency and the Kings still have some money to spend. And the other one, I like George Hill a lot. This, again, I'm going to treat it more as a positive. The few things that make me a little bit curious, and I had tweeted this out the other day when people saying, well, the Kings need to find a backup veteran point guard. I maintain that Garrett Temple can play that and can be that guy. But you drafted Fox, you drafted Mason with the hope that one or both become kind of your point guards of the future. Well, the immediate future is George Hill. And I have no problem with George Hill starting and being your guy for a year or two. You're especially paying him as your guy. The third year I know isn't guaranteed, but I know a lot of people will be antsy to see De'Aaron Fox, and it doesn't mean that it's going to completely slow his growth, but I think there's a chance of that. So I'm going to list that as a con because I know Hill is there to help guide him, to help mentor him, and to help promote his growth. But I think when you're a coach, and Dave Yeager, and I don't blame him at all, and you're trying to win a game on a Tuesday night in March as opposed to worrying about 2 or 3 years down the line, you're going to have George Hill in there over De'Aaron Fox or Frank Mason. I mean, I would too. I don't blame him for that. But I feel like, does that slow the growth at all of De'Aaron Fox? It may not, but I'm going to list it as a con, at least at the beginning. I was a little curious about the third year. I know it's an option, but if they got in there and signed him for one or even two with an option of the second, I would have liked it a little better. But feel like that's nitpicking. All in all, I feel like the moves were very, very good for the Sacramento Kings. And over the next couple of days, of course, we're going to go into way more detail on each Zach Randolph and George Hill and get some, you know, other reaction from out of market and maybe even in Memphis and Utah as well. But just kind of wanted to give an early thought on the July 4th news of the Kings signing George Hill and Zach Randolph. One other note on that, on Tuesday's podcast, talking about what the Kings might be looking at as far as backup point guard help or even starting point guard help, we mentioned Darren Collison. Well, congratulations to him. He signs a deal. He moves on to the Indiana Pacers, a very favorable contract for team-friendly as well. But I think it's interesting that of the three guys that have signed that are ex-Kings, well, now Omri has signed as well with the Warriors, but Collison, McLemore, Galloway, Langston Galloway almost got the best deal of the mix. Not bad. 7 per, 3 at 21. Collison's is a little better, but McLemore comes in third, and then Omri just going with a chance at a championship, which will be fun for him to play on that very good Golden State Warrior team. All right, now let's finish up with some things coming up later in the week. Kings had started minicamp, their workouts, getting ready for a trip to Vegas, starting Summer League, which begins on Friday. And let's hear from their top pick, number 5 overall, De'Aaron Fox, sharing some early thoughts on his first workout as a King.
I feel good. You know, our first practice out together. A little rusty when it's 5-on-5, but that's just going to come, you know, with time playing with each other.
Did it feel kind of real? I mean, first day and all that?
It did feel real. More real than, you know, even hearing my name drafted just because, you know, you haven't really got on the court yet and you haven't started, I guess, your job.
was kind of the biggest takeaway? What do you see from just all these guys? You have practically the whole team here at Summer League.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, it just shows how young we are, but, you know, the game is it's faster, a lot more physical, and something I feel like I'll get used to over time.
Is there a sense of, I don't know, maybe a little overwhelming for the first practice, that first kind of get-together?
For myself, no. You know, I can't speak for the other ones, but for myself, I don't think it was overwhelming. You know, we're still coming out here and playing basketball. It's just in a different environment.
How much do you just look forward to this week and just kind of that first game on Friday?
I'm extremely excited, you know, to be my NBA debut. You know, something that I've been dreaming about my entire life. And going out, you know, I know I'll be nervous just like everybody else, but, you know, just try and go in and not do too much and just try to win the game.
What kind of things that they have you got there doing today just for first day practice?
We put in a few sets, went through a lot of defense terminology. You know, we didn't go through, you know, a lot, but we went through a lot of different terminology that's different from college. You know, that's really the adjustment that me and the freshmen, me and the rookies had to make today.
How was it to go up against Frank?
This is going to be different. You know, I only played him one time this past year, and now you're going to see him every day in practice, but that's great for us. You know, we're going at each other every single day in practice, and it's going to do nothing but make us better.
Does this help kind of not pay attention to, you know, all the stuff that's going around the NBA landscape and just where who ends up where? Does this kind of help you guys kind of focus at what's at hand and not get caught up in that?
Definitely. You know, we're focused on ourselves. That's all we can control. That's all we can do is come out here, play basketball, and try to win games together. You know, we don't really worry about what's on the outside of us.
We'll be anxious to hear now from De'Aaron what he thinks about his new mentor, George Hill. He'll have to battle him for minutes. Hey, and there's times, again, I was asking you earlier to imagine flexible lineups. They could play together. How about that quickness of a backcourt and defensive backcourt? Hill and Fox, you play them a little bit together? I think that could be done. But another guy that will be looked at as a guy that has an important second year, an important spring or important summer in Vegas is Scal Abissiere. Scal is back, and he was working out as well. And here he was, talking about first day workouts with the Kings.
Been working out, been here for a little bit now, you know, just training, so I'm ready. Ready for summer league.
Yeah. And you're getting used to, you know, the new draftees and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them anyway.
We've played, you know, in camps, and I watched them playing AAU. You know, those guys were in the class below me. So, I mean, it's been a good first day. It was a good first day, so, you know, looking forward to the rest of the week.
Just kind of bring back some memories. It was only a year ago you're kind of.
Exactly, yeah. You know, watching them a little bit, I just remember being there and how fast things were for me. And now everything slowed down a little bit more. You know, it just, time flies.
Coach Jaeger said, you know, last week that when talking about, you know, when you had so many new guys, you know, is Summer League important for them? But he kind of pivoted and said, no, it's more important for guys like you and guys from last year. Do you kind of see that as kind of being a big...
Oh, definitely. You know, building that team chemistry. You know, especially us, the second-year guys, you know, we played with each other, but, you know, it's always good to play, you know, play more with each other and, you know, getting to know each other more.
Just because you guys have been through it once, is there any more emphasis on the results as far as wins and losses in the summer league?
Oh, we're definitely trying to win every game, you know, we go out there that we play in, but it's all about, you know, us getting comfortable for next year.
Scal De'Aaron said that you were the first text he got after he got drafted. What kind of relationship do you have with him?
Oh, we have a good relationship. You know, I thought he was the perfect guy for us. You know, he likes to run, push the ball. He's really fast. And his character off the court, you know, that's one of the most important things about him that I really like. And plus, he's a Kentucky guy. So.
This is your second year. How are you approaching this compared to your rookie season last year?
I just feel more ready. You know, I've seen a little bit, you know, more. You know, I'm just, you know, every year my goal is to get better. So I feel like, you know, I've gotten better already this summer and, you know, after summer league, you know, play in there and see what I need to get better at and just keep working on it.
I agree that there's a lot put on Scal and these guys that are Buddy that are coming back for year two. They really need to make a jump. We're all anxious for these rookies, but the first year guys turning into year two, that's where you can really make a substantial jump. And if Scal and Buddy and guys like that really make a jump, this team certainly will get a lot better. So an eventful day for the Sacramento Kings, a day that will be remembered for a long time. Two big-name free agents agree to come to Sacramento, George Hill and Zach Randolph. We will continue to discuss these moves and whatever else is in store for Sacramento Kings and Kings fans as our podcast continues each and every day, Monday through Friday. Tell a friend. You can find us on Audioboom, Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. Subscribe there. It's free. It'll be waiting for you each and every day. So thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed today's edition. We're back again tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.